are also constantly fixing things. I'd say one of the most important things I've had to fix was the toilet, because that is very, very important. Over. Oh, yes, we play lots of jokes with each other. One time, I had my friends were hiding inside a big box, and I didn't know it until I went near it, and they popped out and surprised me. Over. Hello, thank you for, I'm really excited to get hand video going today. Okay, I think the last question was, do I ever play tricks and jokes with each other? We do all the time, and because Halloween's coming up, I'm really looking forward to that. Over. It's usually something different, but today I had breakfast. I had a tortilla and some breakfast sausages, and yes, cereal would float away if we let it. Over. Hi, Sasha. I have not performed a spacewalk myself, but I have supported one, and talking to my friends who have done one, they're very, really, really, really hard, but we've trained a lot on the ground at NASA so that we're well prepared. Over. Hi, Lily. Food tastes different. It's just not as strong, which is why I use a lot more hot sauce and salt than I normally would on Earth. Over. The coolest experiment I've done in space is an experiment where we try to see if we can grow more perfect crystals in microgravity. And the reason we're trying to do that is because it might make medicine stronger. And if we can do that, it'll help a lot of people on Earth. Over. Yes, we feel very, very dizzy. And that's because our bodies get used to having no gravity. When we return, all the senses come back and our brain gets very confused. Over. The space station can be quite creepy. Space is very quiet, so it's easy to sneak up on each other. So I suspect a lot of creepy sounds will be coming near Halloween. Over. Yes, we play board games. Actually, we played one last weekend, and we were playing Codenames, which is a fun team-based game on trying to think of the other person's word. Over. The greatest challenge I've had is visiting my family. I have two little stuffed animals here, and they belong to my two youngest kids, and I miss them very much. Over. Hello. Yes, we do have teddy bears in space. I've got my daughter's little dolphin here and my son's little lion right here in space. Hopefully you can see it. Over. Well, I think you can stay in space for as long as you wanted to. My mission is 8 months, and I've been up here for a little over 6 months. Over. You know, just like with a lot of hard things, it requires a lot of focus, training, preparation, and good support network. I would say I've had a lot of help along the way with not just my family, but also my friends and the people I'm up here with. Over. Hi, Austin. Yes, we can. It's one of my favorite things to drink, especially when it feels a little cool up here. Over. So we don't have running water in space, and shower is one of the first things I want to do when I return to Earth. But we do clean ourselves, and the way we do that is we get a towel, and we wet it with some water, and we rub it around against our bodies, kind of like a scrub bath. Over. You know, there's a lot of training, language training, flight training, learning how to use a spacesuit, learning the engineering. But I would say the most important thing to being an astronaut or just successful in life is just having a curiosity to learn. You're never too old to learn something new. And if you remember that, you can do anything that you put your mind to. Over. GB4RSS is NA1SS. That was a very, very loud thank you. I could hear you all the way from the space station. Thank you so much. This is so much fun. I hope you all have a great day. Signing off from the International Space Station. Goodbye. You're very welcome. NA1SS out.